When I was a kid, I didn't play music until I was 18. I did freestyle bike riding, which is much harder. Much, much harder. In order to practice, you would have to go to a parking lot, start at one end, and pedal really fast, and do this combination of stuff, and then fall. Get hurt, and your bike gets all bent up, and you pick it up and fix it, and go back and try again. And so this, you know, when I got the electric bass, I thought, oh, this is really cool, because, like, when I mess up, I just go back, you know? Thing was,
no scabs.
Yeah, no scabs, and it was just, you know, you get a little calluses, but, I mean, it's no big deal. The tradition in Northern California was, like, we would take the two hardest things we could do and put them together. That was the tradition here. So there's a little bit of that sort of thinking that ends up in me of these mixes of things that, can they work together? Can you do it?
So how did you move from playing punk rock to doing improvised music?
Well, the punk rock, you know, certain ideas from punk that I really liked. But in the end, what I found was, outside of a few certain punk bands, I felt like the music wasn't reflecting the philosophies they were talking about. These philosophies of pushing boundaries and being experimental and being, you know, revolutionary even in political ways. When I first heard, like, free jazz, I hear Cecil Taylor, I think, oh, well, this is what the punk rockers are talking about, but they're not doing it, right?